All right, good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record, please. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I announce your name, please indicate your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Good morning.
Commissioner Gray.
Good morning.
Commissioner Klotfelter.
Yes, good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
Commissioner Hughes.
Good morning.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Good morning.
In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the Commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. All right, hearing none, we will proceed with Public Staff Water, Item P1. Ms. Castleberry, you're up.
Good morning, Gina Castleberry. Item P1 is docket number W354, sub 382. On November 24, 2020, Carolina Water Service Incorp of North Carolina filed an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide sewer utility service at Corolla Village in Currituck County, North Carolina. CWSNC proposes to charge the rates currently approved by the Commission in docket number W354, sub 364. The public staff recommends that a proposed order be issued accepting and approving bond, granting the CPCN, approving rates, and requiring customer notice. The public staff and the company have both reviewed the commission staff's edits this morning, and we are both in agreement to the commission staff's edits.
Move approval of the recommendation is edited.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion by saying aye. Opposition to the motion by saying no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Klotfelter? He's an aye. All right, Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed now to Public Staff Water, Item P2. Ms. Castleberry, I believe you're up again.
Yes, Item P2 is docket W1205, sub 14. On March 22nd, 2021, Clark Utilities and Corp filed an application with the Commission seeking authority to increase its rates for water and sewer utility service in all its service areas in Wake and Franklin counties. The public staff recommends that the Commission issue the proposed order establishing a general rate case and suspending rates.
Move approval of the recommendation.
And a second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion by saying aye and your opposition by saying no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Klotfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed now to Public Staff Water, Item P3. Ms. Darden, I believe we're with you.
Yep. Good morning. Lindsay Darden, Engineer of the Public Staff, Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Water Item P3, docket number W-1300, sub 71. Old North State Water Company, LLC, filed a petition with the Commission seeking to amend its tariff for the purpose of increasing its wastewater connection fee for its Briar Chapel subdivision service area in Chatham County, North Carolina. Old North State's current wastewater connection fee is $1,500 per residential equivalent unit. Old North State's applied for wastewater connection fee is $4,000 per residential equivalent unit. It is recommended that the Commission issue the proposed order approving the applied for connection fee.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
Chair Mitchell, I have a question.
All right, Commissioner Duffley, you may proceed.
Good morning, Ms. Darden. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. The Commission in the past has received complaints from the Briar Chapel residents regarding the over-irrigation of the effluent. And so I was wanting to know, will this increased capacity have an impact on those irrigation issues? And did the public staff consider this issue?
The increase in the connection fee?
The increase okay, in the water treatment plant capacity, correct?
Commissioner Duffley.
A question for Bill, yeah.
This is going to increase the plant. As you know, they are working very diligently to the developer is to install additional spray irrigation facilities. And that should be taken care of. I would point out that Stop Chatham North, the group that was there in force in that January a year ago at the Chatham courthouse has strongly endorsed this increase in connection fees. They do not want to bear the cost of the developer's further expansion, but they are working diligently with Diener to expand all these spray irrigation areas. They're adding a lot of areas, and we don't believe this will put any additional pressure on the spray irrigation facilities because of the significant expansion they're doing.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grantmeyer.
All right, anything further, Commissioner Duffley? Okay. All right, we've got a motion
Madam and Chair, a second. I had a question as well, Madam Chair.
All right, Commissioner McKissick, you may proceed.
Sure. Mr. Grantmeyer answered part of my concern. Okay, I think we were all there for that 4-hour hearing and it was very lengthy, but I was wondering if there's some set ratio between what these connection fees are and some other costs related to, I mean, I see here they're going from 250,000 gallons to 500,000 gallons, but to increase a fee from $1,500 to $4,000 per connection, how are these connection fees developing? What's the methodology? Is there some ratio, or is it just determined on a independent case by case basis? Because 4,000 for connection fees, intuitively in my mind, sounds a bit high, and it represents more than 100% increase. I mean, we're talking about almost a 200% increase.
Well, the utility has an agreement with the developer to go up to the 4,000, and the developer is paying virtually all these increases. But the plant expansion, these increased fees will pay 68% of the cost of the plant expansion. So therefore, the utility will have its own money in 32%. And we feel that's a good ratio as far as the sharing of the cost between the utility and the developer.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grantmeyer. I just didn't know, because going up that much, I didn't realize there was already an agreement in place that allowed it up to 4,000 from the very outset.
Yes, it is a large increase, but there is that agreement. Thank you for your question.
Thank you, Mr. Grantmeyer. I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner McKissick. Any additional questions before I call for a vote on the motion? All right. It's been moved and seconded. The item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Klodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right. Thank you, Ms. Darden and Mr. Grantmeyer. All right. The commission has before it its minutes of April 12th, 2021 staff conference for approval.
Move approval.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that our minutes be approved. Are there any questions or discussion on that motion? All right, all in favor of approving our minutes, indicate with an aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Aye. All right, our minutes of April 12th are approved. Any additional business for the commission this morning? All right, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Let's go off the record, please. Thank you, everybody.